The first half, I thought your team were asking all the questions.
Very much so. And, you know, we came out the blocks very aggressively. I was pleased with a lot of our aspects. Our first half, we're very much in the front foot. We're aggressive in our play. But we've just talked there for a long period as a group. And the biggest disappointment from my perspective and from the group's perspective was that when we lost the goal early in the second half, we allowed it to affect us. And we have to show a greater degree of courage than we did in the second half. We have to show a better mentality if we're to get out of this situation that we find ourselves in. There has to be a greater mentality about us. Because in the second half, every time the ball went into their box, they won first contact. Every time the ball dropped in around their penalty area, they won first contact. And we have to be more aggressive than that. And I felt in the second half as well, as defenders, we didn't win enough first contact either. We allowed the goal to affect us, and we can't allow that to happen in the future. We have to react to setbacks much better, because between now and the end of the season, there's going to be plenty of setbacks, plenty of questions asked of us, and I think we need a better answer than we gave in the second half.
What were the players saying about the goal? Was it miscommunication or the first goal? It certainly changed the game, didn't it?
It did change the game. And it changed the game greatly, because in the first half, like you said, it was a game where we were very much in control. But we can't allow these types of goals to happen. You know, I didn't think our defenders were asked too many questions today because of the way we pressured the ball at the top end of the pitch. But when we are asked these questions, we have to react in a better manner than we did. So we have to move on from today and ensure that when we go to Chesterfield next Saturday, we win this game.
Was it a penalty when Shawler was pulled back?
I've not seen it, so I'd be wrong to make any claim about that. You know, Shola seems to believe he was pulled back, but I haven't seen it as yet.
And results haven't really gone for you today. Like you say, you need to really stop the rot, three defeats in a row, and go and get something from Chesterfield next week.
Absolutely. You know, I think a little less than 2 weeks ago, we were on the back of a really good positive run. You know, winning at Coventry, winning here against Gillingham, and then drawing with Sheffield United, and there was a really good factor. And football can change very quickly. As you've said, three straight defeats is not good reading. But we must react to that. We must put an end to that run, and we must win next week at Chesterfield.